What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This isn't Mike Rivero, but welcome to the What Really Happened show. Good afternoon for Western Montana. I am your host, Keith Rogers of Perception Management, which airs on Sundays at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. I'm sitting in for Mike Rivera, who I hope is out getting a loyal dog. But anyway, with me today is Steve Elkins, a.k.a. the Gator Man from Florida, who hosts the Off the Beaten Path, which airs also on Sunday evenings and does a lot of fill-ins for John, who's always gone. And also fellow ham operator W5MZ David from Crucial Nonsense is on board to lend to the show as well.
Sure, happy it's Thursday.
I thought you were going to say Monday.
You got to say it a few more times like Mike Rivero does it.
Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Yeah. Well, I already got one of them in there, so there you go.
All right. Well, anyway, I wanted to interject into this also. You know, and I awoke to the world around me in 1970s when I got into shortwave and stuff back in the ham radio days. Got just getting out of CB and into shortwave, talking around the world and to other ham operators. And many of you have probably heard it. When I first woke up was when I talked to a young Soviet boy who was the same age that I was. And I still hear his reply to my question as to what was it like to be Russian. And his reply was, "Anything that you're doing, I am doing." And then he paused, but then he added with emphasis, "anything." And so you, the listener, can think back then when you were 19 and what you were doing in your lives. And of course, the design nowadays is to keep everyone at constant odds with everyone. Anyone with web access can watch videos from all over the world and verify that kids are all the same. Them evil Russians, hey, they love to 4x4, play basketball and other sports, have hobbies, love guns. Boy, do they love guns. Just to name a few. And also Americans, you know, I mean, black Americans, they can't drive either, especially the women. Hi. But there's, you know, you could watch months and months of these fail videos out there, as well as for people being drunk. But people all over the world, I don't care if you're in Saudi Arabia, if you're driving your car on two wheels, people are all the same. They're idiots, you know. But within that, in today's show, there is kind of where I'm going to go today with the NSC 68. It was intended to create fear in a crisis. And, of course, TV commercials of our old days of the duck and cover videos and so on. In fact, as an adult, you should go to YouTube and revisit all them cartoons that you and I used to watch as children and see with an open mind now how they were tools for programming. Just as after the commercial break, the voice would always say, "We now return you to our children's programming." Remember Khrushchev when he says, "We will bury you." Of course, that wasn't America directly, but what it was the fact is that communism would outlast capitalism. And I think that's coming to a close, this capitalist society that we live in. Remember that Abraham Lincoln said that Americans can only be destroyed from within, as no foreign power could overcome such a large and powerful nation as America. And so today, we are faced with the destruction of this country, and it's being met out or wrought out by those in our own government, this constant infighting, the Democrats against the Republicans, and they're setting the communities against each other. They're using this racial divide. If it isn't that, it's a military divide. And you can see that no matter where you go, especially in your news, especially YouTube videos. But you have to look with an open mind to see what is the message that they're sending to you. And as far as Khrushchev, though, this was all about opening up Africa to the Soviet commerce there. And, of course, this is what spurred the Angola War and all this stuff and the CIA's covert wars there, which then was to defrock the Cubans that were over there, who wound up staying there and operating all the U.S. oil fields and stuff. But Kissinger of that time there, I remember when they sent the U.S. mercenaries into Angola and John Stockwell, ex-CIA, talked about this quite a bit as it was his turf, I guess you could call it there. But when they caught these, and this reminds me of Venezuela, but when they caught those paramilitaries over there, Kissinger wouldn't deal with them, with the government over there. He just says, "We don't deal with terrorists." And they watched those American boys just get executed. of which the parents didn't even know their sons were serving the CIA over there in Angola there. So wars, as you know, are all for commerce, just as the psychological one waged on the U.S. with viruses and other fear campaigns. And where, oddly, there's an ethics committee. Can you imagine that? A political forum there in Washington, D.C. that has an ethics committee. And they use it because we see it here recently of those who have dumped their stocks right before this COVID-19 outbreak. So you have to ask yourself, how did they know? Again, America can only be destroyed from within. So power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. With that, I want to ask Stevie, you see a lot of things that I don't see, because one thing I like about the internet is, like, I have a friend Dave over there in Spain that I talk to quite a bit on Twitter and both on VK.com there, but and even Ian is another friend of mine that I had on my show once there. But when you talk across the pond to these other places, you realize that these people are not dumb and they see what's going on. You have a different perspective because you live in kind of like a retirement state.
Well, and, yeah, I do. Actually, some of my listeners, and I won't give them all by name. One, I'll just give a first name, John, and he lives out in Thailand. And I'm finding a lot of people, and I had another caller from Sweden. I'm finding that people abroad are more educated to really what's going on here in this country than we are ourselves. But I can only assume that they have a much better information system there than we have. The mainstream media is controlled. It's we've got Operation Mockingbird going on right now, phase two. And that's, I don't see that to change. And I'm not sure when people are finally going to get enough of it. I mean, we saw the ratings go down a little bit, and I'm not sure what it takes for the people to finally pull away. They get caught red-handed all the time lying. And I wanted to mention that. It's a good time, opportunity to mention a lie that was spun by the mainstream media last couple of days. And I haven't seen it change yet, that the rhetoric on this. But going back to that video of George Floyd with the officer kneeling on his neck, the sternocleidomastoid area, region of the neck, he had his head turned sideways. The mainstream media is reporting something much different, because that's more alarming. It's frightening. It instills anger. And with anger comes aggression and acting out, which is what they want. The mainstream media wants to continue fanning these flames. They really want this, because this is good news for them. News today in the mainstream media, I think, Dave, you and Keith, you might agree with me on this, is really not information. It is entertainment. That's exactly what we have today. Mainstream media is entertainment. So they're spinning this new story now, is that the officer was kneeling on his throat. I say the video. It's not the throat. Now, the throat is a totally different region. If you flipped him over on his back like a turtle and you were on his throat, you would have compressed the Adam's apple there. You would have compressed the trachea itself, you would have impeded the gas exchange, the airway, and the person would have become hypoxic and he finally would have blacked out. That's not what we saw. We did not see somebody flipping him over and kneeling on his throat. We saw the neck. So it is quite different here. Just as also 2 days ago, they reported tear gassing by the security for Donald Trump before he went to do his photo op holding the Bible at the St. John's Episcopal Church. Well, that wasn't tear gas. If it was tear gas, you would have had officers in gas masks. You see, this is the spin. These are the lies of the mainstream media that they seem to get away with, and nobody seems to challenge that except us. We challenge it. But I wanted to clarify throat versus neck. There's a big, big difference here, and they're spinning the lie of that the officer was kneeling on his throat. A big lie.
Steve, you made a good observation, because I forget the other black fellow there that was in New York who was selling cigarettes by the individual right there. Hell, they do that at all the taverns here in Montana, you know.
All the time.
But they're not paying taxes for it there. But remember, they got him in a neck hold, and that's where they collapsed his throat on that individual. Right. But,
That would have been a chokehold.
Yeah, right. And they would have actually collapsed his airway there, but I just received this on Twitter. It says, I'm going to provide some history of this neo-Confederate white identity apocalyptic evangelicalism, which I call the cult of the shining city. And of course, this is what Trump was messaging yesterday when with his Bible stunt. And, you know, we see that this is an election year. And that's the problem that we're having, is all this pandering. And the reason I want to mention that, like for Florida and everything like that, when I hear a politician, and this really gripes me too, like Senator John Kennedy yesterday, there was a video on YouTube where it says GOP senator speaks out on George Floyd's death and protests, and it says, this is just intolerable, he says. Of course, this is pandering. And of course, why is that? Well, the resolution to order the removal of troops from Yemen in 2019, and that roll call, which was a resolution directing the president to remove U.S. armed forces from the hostilities in Yemen, he voted nay. He's 100% hawkish on foreign policy all the time. So this is the doublespeak that we have to put up with these politicians. The bombing campaign over there, which has killed an estimated 1,729 civilians, which aren't only Arab Muslims, they're blacks too, you know. And this same thing with Libya, when we see all these blacks being sold right back into slavery after the Obama era. These guys are...
Well, you can also go back to the Clinton era, Keith and Dave, with Rwanda.
Yes.
I mean, geez, that was genocide in Rwanda, what was going
and
on.
Israel
there.
Supplied
Nobody,
the arms
I never
for
heard
that.
Any blacks. I never heard any blacks in the United States voicing their opposition and out in the streets protesting that their race was being exterminated in Rwanda. Never heard anybody in the streets. Never
didn't
saw anybody.
Serve the agenda.
Yeah, and of course, remember, Israel supplied the arms for Rwanda and the Miramar genocides. The list goes on to Honduras. Of course, I'll be talking about that a little bit later on here, like I do on my show all the time like that, because I don't believe in having to sit out here and talk about Joe Biden's mental conditions as a problem for America here. If you as Americans, if you vote, if you can't realize that someone has got dysphoria and want to vote for that individual, you can imagine how his administration is going to go. Like, I don't remember I pushed that red button. But anyway, one thing I have noticed, guys,
it's all about
here,
plausible deniability, Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
exactly,
remember.
David.
I don't recall. The Ronald Reagan defense.
Yeah.
It works for a politician.
Yeah, it does.
Or I have no recollection. Works also.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary used that a lot.
Yeah. What gets me is, and I was going to get into this like I do on my shows, because perception management is the ability to for the military to project its message and for it to be accepted. And you can look that up on Wiki if you'd like there. But the Angolan War was one of independence, just like remembering Ho Chi Minh's 1945 declaration of the Vietnamese independence, in which he, on September 2nd, 1945, in front of a crowd of hundreds of thousands, Ho Chi declared Vietnam an independent nation, and began his speech with what was familiar to all American school children, where he said, all men are created equal. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We know what happened after that, the Vietnam War. East Timor, when it declared itself independent from Portugal on the 28th of November of 1975, this is where the CIA went in there, and they killed 600,000 inhabitants. And I've played on my show the clip there from Amy Goodman talking about how the CIA had a checklist. And the CIA would give a name, they go out and kill them, and they come back, they check it off, and they give them another name. And this is what goes on, is because they hate independence. And when you look at it, historically, when people fall from favor from the empire, their targets have been Argentina, Brazil, Cuba, Chile, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Uruguay, Venezuela, and this goes on and on. And what do we always hear in the news is all this. And there's a reason for that. They call these banana republics for a reason. They are the breadbasket for the United States. America doesn't have the growing seasons like they do, just like in the case of the Middle East. They grow oil. But don't you find it interesting that a soldier who is told today that they are fighting for their freedom and democracy and yet are sent to those areas who also want their independence and their freedoms, as well as to have their own governments elected by and for their own people that aren't internationally accepted, so they must be overthrown. And to sit there and listen to Secretary Pompeo talk, we mentioned this before, about Hong Kong's autonomy over there, while at the same time trying to, still bombing Syria, trying to overthrow Venezuela, Iraq telling the U.S. government to get out with their military. I mean, can't people actually see what's going on? Any comments on that, Steve?
They've been dumbed down. Like I said, Americans are consumed with a lot of trivia. You can ask a lot of people this question here about what their sports say. They know the sports scores. They know the statistics of the baseball heroes. I don't know why they just don't seem to take any interest in politics. And I've heard them often say that they're all lying to us, so why bother? And that kind of bothers me that somebody would have that attitude to say, well, they're accepting the fact that your politicians, your representatives, who you vote for, are lying to you on a regular basis, and that's acceptable. I never quite understood why they'll agree that the politician doesn't tell us the truth, and they seem to say they all do that, and they buy into some kind of acceptability that, well, that's just the way it is.
Well, that
I don't know why that's acceptable.
That's being painted by the same people that have been lying to us about everything else. We're listening to the mainstream media to hear that we're all believing their stuff, or we're not, you know, strongly protesting and stuff like that. I think there's probably a lot more of that going on. They're covering it up. They're censoring it. They're making sure that this whole quell of, you know, rebellion in the society, going, no, we're tired of being lied to. People are hungry for the truth, a lot more so than what we're being allowed to hear about. They're trying to manufacture the reality.
Yeah, I also believe that Americans, I believe Americans are too comfortable, Dave, in that
not anymore.
until there's a fire lit under their rear ends, and they become very, very uncomfortable, then they activate, and then they start asking questions, and then they start rising up to a challenge and ask questions, and you know, the opposition there. Right now, Americans are still a little too comfortable. Now, this COVID-19 did test a lot of people, but for some reason, they didn't ask the questions. They didn't use any common sense or critical thinking. They simply believed in the government.
Hear about that.
Well,
yes.
The government's been lying to them all along. They know that. And here is a time where they could have challenged and questioned. And hear me, they're telling you to lock down. They're taking away your economics. Stay inside.
Steve, that's
changing your life drastically. Now, this is a drastic move by government. And why didn't anybody challenge this? Why weren't people asking, wait a minute here? We need more investigation into these things. And they didn't get that. But they didn't ask the questions. They simply believed what they were being told, locked down. And then they get a little stir crazy. And then they start to challenge things. After they get a little stir crazy, they challenge things. And here we are right now. Now we're locked down again, because of riots that have been started, manufactured, created, and now we're told to go back inside again. And nobody's questioning, wait a minute here. I mean, this is not rocket science to see that this stuff has been manufactured. They're not ready for you to go out yet. They want to destroy the economy, and they have another agenda. They haven't destroyed it yet. Not enough.
Yeah, Steve, they already said that it was going to take 2 years before all this stuff would pass and the lockdown would end very early on. So, yeah, let's look at that. I tell you, this is bad. But once all the bread and circuses are removed, people do start getting a little bit more antsy. The tension is building and building and building, and it's looking for outlets. And they were counting on that to be able to channel all of that tension and angst into these riots that divide people, to start this conflict on the street where we're fighting each other rather than getting together and going after the common enemy that has been lying to all of us.
Yeah. It reminds me of George Bush there on 9/11 there, where he stood there before with all those firefighters and his arm around the firefighter. He says, not only do we hear you, but the world is going to hear America. And now you look at all the suicides from the U.S. soldiers being sent over there for these wars on lies. But anyway, we'll be right back here with what really happened here right after this commercial break. So stay tuned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
Vero here. And our timing's off because Mike is so used to doing his show, and he has his own way he does that, so sorry about that. But anyway, Steve has a story here, and I'm going to add something to this, but it's about this COVID-19 here, and I wanted Steve to bring that out since he's more of the nursing relevance there. So
let me
Steve.
Mention one thing. One thing. Excuse me. Hearing one thing before we start that article there. Something came to my attention also, Carol. One of our good friends, listeners, called in today and asked me something to talk about it. And I wanted to mention that real quick before going to this next article. Right. If you watch that video with the law enforcement coming on the scene, they're not medical professionals. Those were law enforcement or crisis actors, one or the other. As I said, they skipped all protocols of an EMT or a paramedic. Not one protocol was followed. These were not medical professionals. But in that video, she mentioned that the kneeling officer, Chavin, was kneeling on the neck, not the throat, the neck, and saying, get up, get up, get in the car, get up, get up, get in the car. Well, how's that possible when somebody is kneeling on your neck? It sounded scripted, but it was off script, and it didn't make any sense at all. And I have to agree with what Carol said. You're telling somebody to get up, but you're kneeling on their neck. That doesn't make much sense at all. So I just wanted to point that out before I get this next article.
There's still two additional officers holding down his rear end and his legs, too.
it doesn't make much sense. Yeah. You're talking about this article about the pediatricians about the children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a new article just came out. It actually came from WYTV Radio and TV, Channel 33, actually ABC. The title is Pediatricians Looking into Cause of Inflammatory Disease Making Kids Sick. I'm just going to read the caption here. The mysterious illness is showing up across the country. And actually, it just said it started off in Ohio, so I'm not sure why across the country. And again, using a little more fear campaign because it's not across the country yet. And doctors think it may be a response to the COVID-19 virus itself. What it turns out to be is something brand new. And the number of cases of pediatric multi-system inflammatory syndrome sickening children across the country is continuing to grow. Right now, the mysterious illness is being linked to COVID-19. Experts are actively investigating its cause. We already have experts on the scene here. Isn't that amazing? It just came out. We're just aware of a new illness that affects children, evidently, inflammatory response, and we already have experts. Amazing. See, you got to catch these key words when you see these articles. They already have experts. So, getting more into this here. They speculate, and I don't want to emphasize speculate, but being infected by the virus doesn't do much to the kids, but it does trigger an immune response that many, many weeks later causes the body's immune system to attack its own organs. It has a lot of the symptomology of Kawasaki's disease and toxic shock syndrome, which I have seen a lot of, mainly back in the 90s when women were not changing their tampons.
Wasn't that first mentioned over in China, too, that Kawasaki disease?
You know, I've got to refresh my memory on it. To be honest with you, I'm not going to try to fudge on that one. It's been a long time. I remember reading about it. I'm going to have to refresh my memory, so I'll go back and look at that again. But I have maybe seen one case in my 27 years of Kawasaki's. So that's why it's probably not in my memory banks right now to educate you on that. But toxic shock syndrome, I have seen a lot of that from surgeries, packing that was left in, women who've left tampons in for too long a period of time. And I've seen that quite a bit. But the symptomology is very much the same. It's severe abdominal pain, loss of appetite, a swelling around the abdomen, fever, rashes, the red eyes, and joint pain. When I first read this, I started thinking, well, here it comes. Here's the fear campaign. Here's the fear porn. Using children, of course, because that seems to get people alarmed very, very fast. Now, we know they're working on a COVID-19 vaccine. We know they are. They theorize it'll be done before the end of the year. But now they have a reason to actually expedite and push it through much, much faster because, well, we have children now involved. Have you two ever seen a politician ever vote against a bill against children? Have you ever seen that happen?
No.
Never. Never.
You know, Steve.
You're not
Steve,
going
that,
to.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah. That goes with that other one from the FDA medical devices letters to the healthcare providers, where it says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, recommends that healthcare providers continue to use these serological tests intended to detect antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2. Anyway, it goes down, though, and it says the FDA is not aware of an antibody test that has been validated for the diagnosis of this SARS-CoV-2 infection. And then on my conspiracy page that I have, it says, dated March 16, 2020, it says this ELISA, regions for detections of SARS-CoV-2 antigens such as S and N, are still in urgent need and would provide another test highly complementary to the viral RNA detection. So that we're getting into the genes and stuff. So, but it says the sixth question concerning how the COVID-19 should be treated and to what treatment options should be made available. It says the COVID-19 is a self-limiting disease in more than 80 patients. And what is self-limiting? It says until the body cures itself by forming a sufficiency of its immune substances. So it's all a hoax. Get over it. That's what the basically saying is. Anyway, we'll be right back here. Stay tuned, and we'll got more news coming up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Keith Rogers here from What Really Happened, filling in from Mike Rivero here. And Steve has some more to fill in on this. So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, this pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome. Boy, I tell you, that's a long sentence there, isn't it? But, when's the last time you saw a politician ever vote against a bill for children? They don't, because that's a campaign. That's a killer. If you're a politician, you can never say no to a child here. So I see this as another ploy, another part of the agenda here to expedite and get the COVID-19 vaccine out much faster than it normally would be. They're not going to have time to actually do the serious trials on this vaccine, but it won't matter because the FDA is going to get the approval. They're going to approve this very fast. Supreme Court has already given a pass as far as liability to the pharmaceuticals if something goes wrong with their vaccine. But, you know, it's the child. My God, we got to save the children. Always save the children. And so they're going to expedite this thing. Here's just another way to get this thing passed much faster. Have people really not use any common sense and thinking and not ask any questions and simply roll their sleeves up and take another vaccine. I've talked about the vaccine that is coming here, which they anticipate having between 2 and 4 vaccinations for the COVID-19 virus itself. Well, what does that spell out to you? It spells out to me a very low effectiveness if you need 4 of them. We talk about low percentages with the flu vaccine, and now you're telling me, well, I need 1, 2, 3, 4 vaccines for the COVID-19 virus. That spells out to me, ding, 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 the little light bulb goes on. It's low percentage, maybe gets a little bit better, and the accumulation effect of vaccine, and you might, at that fourth vaccine, maybe you're going to hit 35, 40%, which, by the way, is still not a passing grade.
If it's you're lucky. There's something else we need to consider here, because when you have the immune system going after healthy cells, that doesn't normally happen unless you've gotten in and monkeyed with the immune system. So maybe it's some kind of biological warfare component to the virus. Maybe they're just staging this so they have a cover when the vaccine does all that stuff. Oh, that's just the COVID-19. Don't worry about that.
Good point,
David. You know, because this is evil. This is absolutely evil stuff. And yeah, they're not going to vote against things for children. But wait a minute. How about this mandatory vaccine? We're going to have to shoot all this poisonous, toxic stuff into our kids, turn their immune systems against them, and cause all sorts of unspeakable lifelong chronic illnesses. This is really bad stuff. And they're being very reckless about it. And like you said, they've been indemnified. So they're going to make it mandatory, and you can't have any course of action to recover from the damage that it caused. This is bad. This is really bad.
Very bad.
Every video of George Webb, he calls it a bioweapon. Remember, he tracked this down from the war games that were being held over in China, and all those people that were ahead of NATO that attended that those war games there. Then suddenly there was the outbreak there. But what gets me is just what you said, Steve. They keep pushing these flu vaccines on you, and yet the CDC's own website says between 55,000 and 80,000 people annually die of the regular seasonal flu.
Yeah,
absolutely. A friend of mine takes the flu shot every single year. I've been trying to warn him about this. And every single year, he gets sick for almost 2 months from the flu after he's had the vaccine. It doesn't work. It makes people sick over and over. And how many times do you have to get sick from this to realize this is not effective?
Well, you know, Dave, they've actually, the premise of a vaccine is to make sure that your body has a reaction. It builds up antibodies to that, and you have immunity in the future. You'll never ever have to take that vaccine ever again, cause like your MMR and other vaccines. Once you get
booster shot.
But what they've done
year,
now,
the
what
year
the
after
pharmaceuticals,
the year after that. Oh, yeah.
What the pharmaceuticals have done now, they've changed the rules. They've changed the rules. Now, they got caught. They realized that the percentages weren't there. But so they came back. They retooled the campaign for the vaccine and said that essentially, you know, you may still get the flu. But there's the big but, that the symptoms will be not as severe as if you hadn't taken it. If you hadn't taken it, severe symptoms. But if you take the vaccine, you might get lucky and not get it, but if you do get it, the symptoms won't be quite as severe. Now, that's a new selling point on a vaccine, but it doesn't apply to anything else. It does not apply to any other vaccine. It just applies to the flu vaccine. So they're now selling the idea you still may get it, but the symptoms won't be quite as severe now. That goes against the entire premise of what a vaccine is intended to do, which is bring immunity, not lessen the symptoms of that disease.
Well, you just mentioned that, though. Doesn't it, as you say, build up the immunity? And yet, as that the NCBI webpage says itself, that the COVID-19 is self-limiting disease in more than 80% of the patients. And it goes on to say that most of all acute diseases are self-limited. And it
self-limiting,
says,
right.
Yeah, it says
which means your body's going to build up antibodies to it, and you're going to be immune for it.
So if you have these antibodies, what's the sense of injecting yourself?
Well, what's the purpose of an immune system? For some reason, I see all these people walking around with masks. Evidently, they don't believe in their immune system. And it's strange because, well, now the masks have become kind of a fad now. It's kind of a fashion statement. But you see the fear in the eyes. We're a nation of sheepish people now walking around with masks, and the fear in their eyes when they see somebody approaching them that does not have a mask. It's quite amazing that
you had a really good point there, Steve, about the self-limiting factors of this disease. And that is exactly why we shouldn't be keeping all the healthy people from getting exposed to this. Because once all the healthy people get exposed and it goes through all the self-limitation here, everybody becomes immune. You get this air quote herd immunity, and this stuff goes away. And that's right. more effective than a vaccine ever would be.
That's
but
right.
no, we have to stay inside. We can't be exposed to this. So we have to go get their godforsaken shot.
Right.
Wow. How stupid is this?
Yeah. Well, it is exactly that. Stupid.
Yep.
I don't know.
Even Twitter. So anyway. To me, it's all a control thing, like you mentioned, these face masks and stuff. Mm-hmm. People aren't allowed into certain businesses. And I know people now are just saying, well, if they don't want my business, fine, like that, you know. That's and right. even you have said, Steve, yourself, that if they're wearing the mask, then they're protected. Why worry about you then, right?
That's right.
So,
yeah, I had an altercation over the weekend in a store, a grocery store. I defended a woman's right not to wear the mask. The guy said, you need to get farther away from me. And I stood ground with her, and I said, well, so what's your worry? What's your complaint here? You have a mask on. If your mask is effective and you believe in your mask, it's going to keep you safe, then we could all be infected, but we're not, I'm sure. But what's your gripe? What's your worry? Well, we should all be wearing a mask. Then he opened up a can of worms. I'm surprised law enforcement wasn't called, because I went off on the guy, a black guy, big black guy. And I finally finished it off with, you know, you're trusting of your government. You really need to do more homework as far as trust on government here. They've lied to you so many times here. And may I suggest you please go home and look up the Tuskegee Airmen experiment. This is the government that you believe now. Right. Do that for me. And then I ended the conversation and before the police did arrive. But I did back the woman up that her right not to wear one. And several of us did not have masks on, but he was making an issue. You need to step back further. And she said, no, I'm far enough away from you. You don't have to worry about me. You have a mask, and I don't have to wear one. And so we just got to push back on this stuff much harder.
Yeah, you know, Carl Schwartz, he was a Washington insider during the Bush era. And he's over in the Czech Republic now, but they have over there, and I'm sure you've seen the Italian videos of their parliament just screaming like mad about this whole mm-hmm. thing being bogus and everything, but nanotechnologies and others over there have filed a joint lawsuit against the United States government in this matter here, and it's challenging everything because they have all the documented videos and everything of all these high personnel where they're talking about they haven't infected enough people, all the doctors that are coming out being told that they have to fake the results of the deaths and stuff. So, as well as their own admitted sites like from FDA and stuff that says the same thing here, that, you know, if your body has, if your own immune system has antibodies, then why are you pushing these injections and stuff? And it also indicts the Gates Foundation. And not only for this, but for also all the work it's done against those in India and stuff, which has really caused and taken a lot of lives too, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is they have no logic in their argument. They want everybody to be all the same. I mean, we keep hearing the rhetoric here. We're all in this together. And they use that term, that phrase for other things too. We're all in this together. We're all in this together. Which means in the vaccine era here that we all must comply, no exceptions. So everybody must be vaccinated because their argument doesn't stand. If you think if 50% get vaccinated and 50 don't, then those who've been vaccinated should feel no threat from the other 50% that do not want the vaccine. But no, this is about control. Keith, you agree. Dave, you agree. This is about controlling the people. You're not allowed to decide for yourself. We are, you know, in control, and we're going to control you through all this
every
fear porn.
Aspect.
Yeah.
I guess it was early spring last year. I was at the doctor's office, and three times while I was there, they asked me if I wanted my vaccine. And I had my cell phone with me, and I showed them the photoshopped images of where they put those red dots on the babies and stuff, and showed them where they got the source photo from or like that. And the doctor says, yeah, so what? You need your vaccine. I mean, they are programmed.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I actually had a disagreement with my physician. He was trying to push the vaccine on me, and he knows I'm medical, so he didn't go too far with it. But I told him, I said, you know, there's still mercury in the vaccine. Some of the vaccines have mercury as an adjuvant. He goes, no, they don't do that anymore. I said, yeah, they do. And I showed him on a vial.
Read the insert.
It was not saying. Yeah. It was not saying as mercury. It's another form of mercury. And he just stopped the conversation.
Yeah, Dave mentioned something there about read the insert. On one of those vaccine things, I don't know if I have it on this phone here because I swapped phones here, but there was a picture of the vaccination thing, and in highlighted yellow it says, this has not been proven to help at any with this, and whatever you're being vaccinated for, you know. Why take it, you know?
Well, pharmaceuticals are – the vaccine industry is not the same as the industry of pharmaceuticals. The vaccine have a much different game plan, and they're not held liable. That's why they invented the vaccine court for the children's vaccines. But if you watch TV and you see all these pills that you can get for different, you know, minimize the symptoms of a disease or what you have going on there, you notice at the end of the commercial, there's a long, long line of adverse reactions, all kinds of problems. You may suffer this, you may have this problem. And the worst scenario is this may cause death. Now, vaccines are not advertised on TV, and they do not have to advertise any possible adverse reactions from a vaccine. They are held not to the same standard that they are their pill popping stuff. They are not held to the same standards at all.
Yeah, and I sent you a thing earlier, Steve, where it showed that the United States is using a diagnosis type center, which is down in Australia. And I thought Donald Trump wanted to make sure that the cure came from America.
Well, I think are you talking about a diagnostic center or a lab?
Yeah, it's a lab that's being used out of Australia down there. I sent you the thing on it earlier.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. That makes no sense, because I've seen that happen though. I've seen that actually for x-rays, sending over to India, and somebody in India, a radiologist in India, will read the x-ray, send back the interpretation to us at the hospital. No idea why they're doing that, because you have radiologists in a hospital, but for some reason that's going on. But the idea that you would send test results, samples to another country to test and then send back results. I mean, we got a serious delay anyway already with lab results. But now you're sitting into a foreign country, and you don't even know what standards they're going with.
Is that like that story?
There's no way to monitor that and keep an eye on that. So I've seen standards change from one hospital to another. So I can't speak for another country, though.
Yeah, Steve, is that like where I forget where it was at, but it said that those monkeys had stolen that backpack that had those COVID-19 vials in it?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, is this to scare people more? Like, oh my God, they're going to throw one of those things, and it's going to. Anyway.
Well, I think they're using the Australia thing here to tell you that the system is overtaxed. They don't have enough manpower. They don't have the facilities. They don't have the people to do all these tests. So this is an emergency, people. See, this is the pressing the panic button. Really, that doesn't necessarily have to happen, but this is pressing the panic button that we must use a lab in Australia because we don't have the facilities, we don't have the people. This is how bad this is. So again, booga booga, push the fear campaign button, and now we must, you know, exhaust this fear campaign, push it a little further.
It also gets back to the same thing we've been talking about education dropping. Remember that video yesterday? Where in outsourcing all these jobs, the amount of education in this country has dropped down so much that's why the U.S. was in conjunction with the Chinese Wuhan lab over there. They were actually funding it. The feds, again, remember, were buying dead cats from the wet markets over there. Why would the U.S. feds be buying dead cats over here to feed the cats? I mean, anyone can look that story up, you know. Yeah. There's something nefarious going on about this. And to me, it's. I think we're back to that plausible deniability thing. And, of course, we know in the interim the main cause is to blame China. It's China, 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 you know. Always blame someone else, never what you're doing. In the meantime, you still got Fort Detrick open, all these other labs, or the one over in Georgia, which even Putin himself said that he would actually obliterate if the U.S. didn't get it out of Georgia.
Right.
So...
And Plum Island. Let's not forget Plum Island.
Plum Island, yeah. Plum Island, yeah.
Plum Island, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Jesse Ventura did that that video on Plum Island.
Yeah, there's a book called Lab 257. What's really going on at Plum Island? I suggest listeners to read that book, Plum Island 257, Lab 257.
Yeah. All right, we got a break coming up here, but right after the break, I want to talk about a few things here that are going on domestically here for as far as politics and stuff. And it's going to be interesting here because it's going to involve the, you know, like what Ralph Nader says and also what the Veterans for Peace are doing here and also what active duty military are doing. So stay tuned for this here. And then after the top of the hour here, since Steve was whining earlier, I'll let him take most of the second show here with Dave there, but I'll just be standing by here. So anyway, stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back here. What really happened? Here's some great commercials to listen to.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everyone.
Michael Rivero.
Yeah. Every time I hear that ease off, I keep thinking of some guy getting rid of his wife out of the back of his trunk, saving his back. But anyway, like I say, at the top of the hour, I'm going to kind of turn this over to Steve a little bit here. But I want to get into some political stuff because I'm always into this good cop, bad cop. You know, the Democrats are bad, the Republicans are bad, and these are going to do this for you and that's going to do that for you. I mean, to me, it's a total show. But anyway, Ralph Nader says Trump must resign now, attacking peaceful protesters with tear gas and rubber bullets. Well, I've seen the video. To me, it just looked like one of those shock type things that they were using. Yeah. So that he can use a Bible as a prop in front of a historic church is a disgusting abuse of power. I sent a photo out earlier this morning where it showed the entire, I believe it was Congress or White House up there with the entire militarized police. It must be 40 or so cops up there to protect the establishment, you know. Talk about a police state. But to me, holding a Bible up after so-called allegedly gassing protesters in the street to do a photo op while his administration is bombing others, that's my opinion, or supplying others to Saudi Arabia who are bombing Yemen, that's not Christian. And then I wanted to bring this out here before the top of the hour. There was quite a few tweets last night from Veterans for Peace. One of them said, "We are hearing from people all over who are refusing orders." In the second tweet, it said, "Veterans for Peace condemns the inflammatory statements by Donald Trump, his declaration for calling for military troops on U.S. soil to quell people." And Senator Tom Cotton is in on that, too, where he says, "Send in the troops." You know, he's also one of the first state to bomb Iran and stuff, too, you know. But his declaration of calling for military troops on U.S. soil to quell people, exercising their First Amendment right. Well, if it's a peaceful protest, I would agree with that. But if it's rioting, that's something different. However, Veterans for Peace also said, "If you're in the military and seeking a way out of deployment against American movement to challenge police brutality and white supremacy, you're not alone." And then this reporter came out and she said, "The DOD has received zero requests from any states asking for military assistance." And there's another one here as part of that where it says, "If you're in the U.S. military National Guard and disturbed by the government is turning on its own people, do you want to resist or get out? There are people who can help," and it gives you the contact numbers. And there was a video shocker in there where it says, "Our military that has slaughtered millions of innocent people for Israel," and it bows to the knee of Antifa and BLM. And to watch those videos this morning of the U.S. military bowing in front of Antifa and BLM was a telling tale of the divide that is being brought up in this country here. And I still have that image of those U.S. soldiers over in Afghanistan. I was told it was 2011, but one of my military ham friends told me that it was 2010. And this is where the U.S. military is posing in front of their SS flag over there in Afghanistan. And this is on the cusp of knowing that the United States voted down that UN resolution to condemn the Nazis over in Ukraine, as well as Israel under their never again premise was supplying arms to the neo-Nazis over in Ukraine. And the Ukrainian soldiers, Nazis, are being sent to Germany, of where Americans are paying all German health care. So with that, top the hour break here. We'll be back after that. And Steve can take up a little bit more here because I know he's got quite a bit of stuff to talk to you about, too. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Give us a call, 800-313-9443. Join us on
the air.
Oh,
yeah, phone lines are open. Yeah.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.